before until you open that door.
Special delivery.
Let's take that weight off your shoulders for a second. Microplay. Pick the smallest, silliest thing right in front of you. It can be flicking a pen between fingers, naming every color in the room like it's a magic spell, talking to an inanimate object and giving it a dramatic voice. Nothing has to matter. The more absurd, the better. Where the body or mind resists, call it curious energy, not pain. Ah, hello, old friend. You want attention? Give it a playful nickname. Let it wiggle and dance a bit rather than fight it. Mini adventures.
Hello, friend.
Even in a dark
world,
you can invent secret paths.
Goodbye, Woody.
Walk in zigzags in a room. Look in a drawer and pretend it's a portal.
Hey, come on,
a ridiculous theme song to accompany your
not until that
friction plus darkness plus seriousness only exist if you fight them. If you treat them like little creatures, you're tickling, they soften naturally. Tiny challenge. Pick one spot in your body that feels
she's
stuck,
right, Pop.
And imagine it giggling for 10 seconds straight. What does that giggle feel like in the rest of your body?
I apologize, that's slamming the door in your face.
Well, that's better.
How you doing, Willie? How you doing?
Fred, now, I wish you wouldn't do that.
What'd I do?
Fred was just having a little fun, dear. Come on in. Did he hit your nose?
Try and be a little nice to Ernest. I mean, after all, she is my sister, you know?
Oh, gang. Esther, on behalf of Elizabeth, please sit down and feel at home.
Thank you.
And Esther, on behalf of Elizabeth, would you care for something to eat?
Oh, I wouldn't mind a little snack.
Well, son, go in the kitchen and fix your Aunt Esther a fish head sandwich.
You can insult me all you want to now, Fred Sampson. Because when I'm chosen Mrs. Watts' business wife, your insulting days are going to be over.
I didn't know that you entered in that contest.
I didn't only enter into it, I'm going to win it. Right, Woodrow?
Right.
Wrong. That's the first place you can enter that contest because you're not eligible. See, one of the things you have to be is a part of a certain race.
What race?
Human. Esther, do like I tell you. Forget about that. Bow out. Keep yourself from being embarrassed.
Why should I be embarrassed? I got everything it takes to win that contest. When I was born, my body was blessed by Mother Nature, honey.
And as you got older, it was cursed by Father Time.
Along, Esther, there's something I want to discuss with Lamont.
Well, I'll go and do some shopping.
Goodbye, dear.
Final illusion to surrender cuts so deep that once you get to this point of needing to decide within yourself if you're ready to go all in, you realize there's little in the way. The point of confronting the deepest split, which caused you to even feel.
And monopolies themselves aren't illegal, it's monopoly power and monopoly abuse. So occasionally, when scale makes sense, they say, fine, you can have a monopoly on cell service or utility, but we're going to regulate you to make sure you don't abuse that monopoly power.
Suppress, conceal truth.
You have right now.
Because it doesn't want you.
Which I don't think is going to help him with his MAGA friends. But I just think he slapped himself in the sky and was making all these claims about $1 trillion in investment, which the Saudi economy isn't that big, right? It's kind of, and there, of course,
because that is the role of the emotional body. And there's actually no way to be existent in this time-space matrix and not have that part of you alive. That's the part that connects all of us humans with a higher source of sentience. It's the source of consciousness and presence that really allows us to witness the unfolding of life through ourselves. And yet most people face this essential blind spot, and it raises the question, do we actually want to know and feel and fully be that source of consciousness? Or do we want to represent a version of consciousness that's able to shapeshift, sometimes feel fully and sometimes not, represent the truths that are convenient, and we want to believe them, but not have full access to that higher dimensional perspective, because what that would require from us
This isn't shopping.
Taco, good job. That was amazing. I didn't know you were a blues pianist. That was amazing, Taco.
And this wasn't the last time me and Taco played together.
Whoa, you already started without me. Taco, I'm in your band.
We did this every day for weeks, and Taco always kept surprising me. Some days he was the best band member ever. Other days he did typical octopus things.
What is this? Octopuses doesn't need chopsticks. Stop dancing, you're not a dancer, you're a pianist.
But no matter what kind of day it was, he kept improving. Until the music Taco made sounded so good, no one would believe me if this wasn't recorded.
You have a big range, Taco. It's like Rachmaninov.
And I almost forgot sometimes that Taco was destined to become someone's dinner. And now we're making music together. Taco had become more than I could ever wish for. So now it was time to give him what he wants.
You will be happier soon, Taco.
This is where Taco came from, and maybe this is where his story should end. But Taco...
Kanmanichia.
I have nothing to sell. I'm an entertainer. That is to say, in the same sense that when you go to a concert and you listen to someone play Mozart, he has nothing to sell except the sound of the music. He doesn't want to convert you to anything. He doesn't want you to join an organization in favor of Mozart's music as opposed to, say, Beethoven's. And I approach you in the same spirit as a musician with his piano or violinist with his violin. I just want you to enjoy a point of view which I enjoy. I'm an entertainer. I just want you to enjoy a point of view which I enjoy.
And we all know a musician could never survive in the real world.
Always been in your mind.
Why should I call you dear? You look like Bambi's father.
You old weasel-eyed heathen.
That's probably her now. Now, Pop, try to be nice to her.
All right, get the door.
Hello, Aunt Esther.
Hello, Lamont.
Hey, Uncle Woody.
Oh, that's all right, Lamont. I'll pull my arm. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Woody.
Hello, Fred Sanford, and how are you today?
Fine up to now.
Will you stop that?
Okay. I'm quite fine, Esther. And may I lie and say how nice it is to see you?
How's your neck on, Esther?
It's much better, thank you. May I sit down?
Certainly, I'll push the top out on the freeway.
Never mind him. Sit down here and make yourself comfortable.
Thank you, Lamont.
You're welcome.
You're a nice nephew.
I know.
And you'll make a nice cousin.
What?
Tell him, Woodrow.
You tell him, Esther. It was your idea.
But you went along with it.
Well, because you insisted.
But you gave in.
Because you would have killed me.
All right, Daddy.
Daddy? No, you don't mean. I mean, you couldn't mean. You do?
Woodrow and I are gonna have a baby.
Somebody better call the zoo.
Would you stop?
That's all right, Lamont. Just leave him alone. Because, honey, ain't nothing he can say or do to dampen my spirits. I am going to be a mother. Watch it suffer.
And congratulations, Uncle Woody.
Thank you, Lamont.
Huh?
Now, just call for a drink.
Congratulations, Aunt Esther.
Thank you, baby.
If she's going to have a baby, you better call for a veterinarian.
What's the matter with you, Pop? How can you be so cruel on Esther and Uncle Woody on the happiest day of their life?
Because they're both too old and too ugly to have a baby.
You don't know nothing about babies.
Who? Fred G. Sanford? The G stands for Goo Goo Gaga. And gynecologist.
Well, it just so happened, Mr. Fred G. Sanford, that we're not going to have this baby the way you had Lamont.
You going to have this baby on purpose? I'm sorry, son. I mean, I never regretted it.
Thanks loads.
You see, Fred, what Esther means is we're going to adopt our child.
That's just what I mean.
Hey, adopting. Now, I think that's wonderful.
I do, too. I'll drink to that.
You drink to ingrown toenail.
To an ingrown toenail.
Listen, Esther, let me ask you a question. Why you want this baby anyway?
We need one.
You need one? Why?
Because we have a conscience, Fred. We have a home and a business, and no one to give it to when we pass on.
Well, give it to me and pass on.
I understand perfectly, Aunt Esther.
I knew you would, Lamont.
Aren't you too old to start with a little baby?
Of course we are, Fred, and we're not going to adopt a little baby. We're going to adopt a teenager.
Do you know there are hundreds of orphan youngsters in this state that nobody wants?
And do you know there are two adults in my living room that nobody wants?
Pop, what's the matter with you? Can't you see that what Uncle Woody and Aunt Esther are doing is a wonderful thing?
Yes, it's wonderful, son. They're taking a child out the asphalt jungle and putting him in lion country safari.
Now, listen, Fred. You know, you really begin to get on my nerves now. Now, I've sat here and listened to you insult my wife long enough. So I'm going to be waiting right outside where I don't have to hear it.
Hello, Smitty. Hey, brother, this is Lamont Sanford, man. Somebody robbed our house. Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, Smitty.
What did he do? Congratulate you?
No.
He said he'd be right over.
That was fast.
Hi, Lamar. Fred.
Forget Smitty, son. Call SWAT.
Shut up, heathen. Well, Fred, I see you finally got rid of all that old useless furniture in this house. But what are you still doing here?
Quick, son, get the raid so we can kill this fungus before it multiplies.
Will you stop that? Somebody robbed us, Aunt Esther. They really cleaned us out.
Well, I guess that's what they mean by good riddance to bad rubbish.
I guess you're what they mean when they say, into each life some ugly must fall.
Watch it, Sutter. Now, I didn't come here for no fight. I just came for a little donation for the church. But it looks like I'm too late.
That's not true, Esther. Put me down for $5.
Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Fred Sanford, $5.
Not $5, five knuckles.
Okay, old sinner. But just remember tonight, when you look around this empty house, just remember that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Huggle!
And you remember when you look in the mirror tonight, the Lord gave you that face and you stuck with it.